चैतन्य भागवत की जाए, वृंदावनदास ठाकुर की जाए। We're hearing about the wonderful pastimes of Lord Nityananda from the Adikanda, chapter 6 of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. At this juncture in the story, the author, Vrindavandas Thakur, is glorifying Nityananda. And he's glorifying Nityananda by citing what other people say about their impression or understanding of the identity of Lord Nityananda. This is text 133, chapter 6. Keha bale mahateji amsa adikari keha bale kon rup bujite na pari. Vrindavandas Thakur said, some people say Nityananda is a powerful plenary portion of the Lord, amsa. Other people say, we cannot understand anything about the form of Nityananda. Kon rup bujite na pari. We don't understand who this person is, the form of this person. Because one person is saying, this is his form. I know his form. I know you're seeing this form. You're seeing this avadhut Nityananda. But actually he's mahateji amsadikari. So he's saying, I know his form, and he's a portion of God. Another one says, I don't know about his form. I don't know anything about him. Kiva jiva nityananda, kiva bhakta jnani, janra jena mata icha, nabalaye kaini. Someone may consider Nityananda an ordinary jiva, living entity. Someone may consider him or think of him, know him to be a bhakta, bhakta jnani. And someone may consider him to be a bhakta, a devotee, and other people may consider that he's a jnani. He's an Advaitin, he's a jnani. But as far as I'm concerned, Vrindavandas Thakur, they can say whatever they like. Jese kene chetanjera nityananda nahe. Tana parapadma mora rahuka ridhaye. Even if Nityananda was the most insignificant servant of Lord Chaitanya, still I would hold his lotus feet in my heart. Parapadma. We often use that term. We talk about our Guru Varg. We say our Guru Parapadma. Guru Parapadma. The feet of our Param Guru and Paratara Guru and our Parampara Gurus we hold in our heart. Parapadma mora rahuka ridaye. I keep in my ridaye, my heart, the Parapadma. I don't care who he is, what he is, how he is, if he is, how he is. We're going to hear several verses from Vrindavandas Thakur, who's a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. How attached he is to his Lord. How attached he is to sister. How attached he is to Nityananda. Say Amara Prabhu. Say Amara Prabhu. Ami Janma Janma Das. Sabara Charani Mora E Abhilash. Janma Janma Das Mora E Abhilash. All I know is that Nityananda Prabhu is my master. And I am his servant, birth after birth. This is my aspiration at the feet of everyone. Janme Janme Prabhu Se. So he's saying, Janma Janma Das. So if someone's your Prabhu, that means you're the Das. Master means you're the Das. So his master, his guru, his teacher is Lord Nityananda. This is my aspiration at the feet of everyone. More Abhilash. Whomever I meet and speak with and interact with, this is my desire. Pray to everyone, please bless me that birth after birth, I can become a servant of Lord Nityananda. And his lotus feet will always remain, his guru is Parapadma Rahuka Riraye. I will always keep his lotus feet in my heart, birth after birth. And now he's saying, listen, I don't care what anybody says. You say this or that. All I know is he's my Lord birth after birth, and I'm a servant. And that's all I ask. Anybody I meet, I say, please bless me with this. That's all I want. And if anybody argues with me or tries to go against me, I'll tell you what I'll do for them. Eta pari hareyo ye papininda kari tabe lati marantara shireyu pari. This is very similar because the same verse, I've even been in these classes, the same verse he's used before, the author, in other parts of the other khandas of the Chaitanya Bhagavad. I think if you know Hindi, you can figure it out. Lati maron, shir upar. You get some idea? I'm going to take a stick, a heavy bamboo lati, and smash him in the top of the head until he dies. Is that right? This is literally the thing. So therefore, in the very kind, as he translated previously, when the same verse came up about so many other chapters in Madhyakanda or whatever. And therefore, I kick the head of any sinful person who disregards the glories of Nityananda and dares to criticize him. A papi. If someone's a, in other words, a papi ninda means if that offensive blasphemer who's sinful, because it's a sin to blaspheme God or his devotees, papi nindakari, any papi nindakari, then maron, I don't think that means kick. Lati maron, Bengali is similar to Sanskrit and Hindi. Lati maron tara shirer upare. So I'll hit him on the head with a lati. It says kick the head. So maron doesn't mean kick. I mean, that's the most difficult thing to do, jump in the air and do a head kick. I mean, no. Text 138. Amara prabhura prabhu shri gora sundar bara bara sa ami dharye antara. Because Bengali and Hindi are very similar. Bengali is more like Sanskrit than Hindi because Hindi is infiltrated by so many Urdu words. So the purity, the heritage of the Sanskrit heritage of India has been kind of diluted by mixture of different languages. Persian and Urdu and many languages have corrupted Hindi. But they didn't have so much influence in Bengal. So the Bengali language is fairly intact and very analogous to Sanskrit. Anyone who knows Sanskrit is very similar words. But I think if you know Hindi, you can catch almost a lot of the Bengali. Maybe not speak it per se, but you can easily translate all these things. Papi ninda kari. Text 138. Amara prabhura prabhu. Oh, I read that. Sri Gaura Sundar is the Lord of my life. And I always keep this conviction in my heart. Barasa dharya antara. Is that Hindi barasa? Barasa? What does that mean? Conviction? Oh, so there you go. Bharasa. Bharasa ami dariye antara. I hold inside my heart. He's saying, what did he say in case you probably missed it? He's saying, Lord Chaitanya is the Lord of my Lord. My Lord is Nityananda and his Lord is Gaurasundara. So we can say, Radha is the Lord of my Lord. My Lord is Krishna. But her Ishvari is Radha. His Ishvari is Radha. Hena dina haibe ki Chaitanya Nityananda Deki ba vesh dita chatur dige bhakta brinda. That day ever come when I may see Lord Chaitanya Nityananda in the midst of their devotees. Because of course, when Vrindavan Das Thakur was born, it was shortly after the departure of Nityananda and Chaitanya and many other devotees, although his mother, Narayani Devi, she had the good fortune of eating the remnants of Lord Chaitanya and having his darshan. But I don't believe that he did, at least he was such a baby, he doesn't remember it. But he's praying for that Chatur Dige Bhakta Brinda Dekipa Veshtita. Hena din habe ki. When will that day come when I may see Chaitanya Nityananda Veshtita Chaturdigi and surrounded in four directions by their group of devotees. That's certainly a desirable aspiration for any devotee. And when will that day come? When will that day come when we'll see Chaitanya Nityananda? It's told that that day will come when the pure holy name is vibrated. We'll see Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda because he appears wherever there's Shudanam. Wherever there's a Sankirtan, there's a Sankirtan performance. Or at least one devotee is chanting purely, then the Lord will appear there. At least to that devotee, and maybe to some other very advanced devotees, they may be granted darshan. This happened about 50 or 60 years after the departure of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda in East Bengal and Keturi Gram, and the Keturi Utsav, the first actual Gaur Pranim celebration was about 50 years later, organized by Janava Mata, Nityananda Shakti Janava Mata, and other devotees. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay was there, and Srinivas Acharya and many others. And of course, when you have kirtan led by Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya and Srinivas Acharya and Janava Mata, and this kirtan was so pure and so exalted and transcendental that the Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda came there and were dancing with the Sankirtan devotees. And of course, Narottam Srinivas saw them and many other, not everyone that was in that party, but several saw them appear. So this was a wonderful proof of this point. Jaya Jaya, Jaya Jaya Jaya, Mahaprabhu Gaurachandra, Dila Milao to me, Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to you, Lord Gaurachandra, Mahaprabhu. Kindly give me shelter of Nityananda and allow me to meet him. Well, it's interesting that he's Vrindavan Das Thakur, his ishta is Nityananda, not Chaitanya, per se, directly, and not, say, Krishna. And so when he's saying, if I meet anyone, if I meet Sabara Charana, anyone I meet, any Vaishnava, Sabara Charana, the feet of anyone, I have a petition, my abhilash, my desire, is that if they have power, if they can bestow blessings or grant ashirvad, then I will ask, please, I know I'm a servant of Nityananda birth after birth, so please bless me, because he is my master. So I will ask everyone for that. And of course, I know that Lord Chaitanya is the Lord of my Lord, and I keep this conviction in my heart. But when will I see that Lord Chaitanya and my Nityananda? And then he turns to Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, and he says, listen, O Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, O Gaurachandra Mahaprabhu, please, I have a request of you also. I requested all of your devotees, all the Vaishnavas and Bhaktas, please bless me, I can be a servant of Nityananda birth after birth. Now I want to ask you also, that will you please give me shelter, Nityananda, and allow me to meet him? Dilao milao. Dilao milao to me, Prabhu Nityananda. I want to see and attain. Give me a meeting. Like they say, Radhe Radhe Sham Milade. Radhe Radhe Sham. So we generally say, Sham Sham Radhe Milade. Krishna Krishna Radhe Milade. We beg the Krishna that we can someday meet Radharani. So even he's not, if God appears to him and says, yes, what do you want, Vrindavan Das Thakur? Oh God, it's really nice to see you. I'm so happy to see you. Can you bless me? Can you give me the blessings that I become a servant of Nityananda and I attain his shelter and then I will meet him face to face someday? So if you take this to our outlook from Raghunuga Bhakti, then we would pray to Krishna, not Krishna Chaitanya in this case, and being in Vrindavan. O Krishna, O Haridev, O Shamasundar, O Dhamadara, Govinda Madhav, please, I know that your Lord is Radharani. I know that your Ishwari is Radharani. You're Ishwar and she's Ishwari. And I offer my glories to you. Jaya, Jaya, Jaya. You're saying, Jaya, Jaya, Jaya. Three times for emphasis. It says, Jaya, 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 Mahaprabhu, Gaurachandra, Dilamilao to me, Prabhu. Oh, Krishna, oh Bhagavan, please give me Radha Ashraya. Please give me Radha Ashraya. Because Janma, Janma, Ami Janma, Janma Dasi. I am birth after birth, I am the servant of Radharani. So this is my only petition, my only abhilash at your feet. Please give me shelter of Radharani and allow me to meet Radharani. Dilao milao to me, Prabhu Sri Krishna. Tarapiya e kripa karagora hari nityananda sange jena tamana pasari. O gora hari, Lord Chaitanya, I pray further that even after gaining Lord Nityananda's association, may I never forget your lotus feet. So he's saying, yes, I'm asking you and praying for you to arrange for my meeting with my Ishtadev Nityananda, attain his shelter in his eternal service, birth after birth. But I don't want to forget you either. Tomana pasari. If you grant me, if you're so kind and fulfill my previous aspiration to give me shelter and allow me to meet him and be united with him forever in service, birth after birth, then I won't be an ingrate. I won't be ungrateful. I pray that I don't forget you, because oftentimes we have a well-wisher or a benefactor and he gives us a great, he or she, whomever, they give us some great boon or make some wonderful arrangement for us. Then in nature, they lose their energy. After some time, we forget them. And we even sometimes become ungrateful, unfortunately. So he's praying that he may never forget his Lord Gauranga. There's a purport. Nityananda is Sri Guru Tattva. It is not proper for the Lord's devotees to have any relationship with those who associate with any atheists envious of Nityananda, whose body is non-different from Krishna. Nityananda is non-different from Krishna, Balarama Krishna. This is a very interesting, powerful statement. The adhikar, or the qualification, in other words, one point follows the other point. If someone is Krishna's devotee, then asat sanga tyag e vaishnav achar. Devotee bhakta means vaishnav. Vaishnav, bhakta. Krishna ka bhakta, Vishnu ka bhakta. So a vaishnava, asat sanga tyag e vaishnav achar. The behavior of a vaishnav, devotee of the Lord, is that he shuns meeting or mixing with or associating with non-devotees, materialists, or womanizers, or sex mongers. He doesn't associate with them. And the offenders, of course. Then the next sentence he says, and by chance, if one indulges in asat sangha, then what happens? Something happens. Cause, effect. What is the effect? Guru Seva Adhikara diminishes. The qualification to serve the lotus feet of the spiritual master diminishes by the influence of bad association. Bad association means non-devotees, the envious. Who's not envious in the material world? Krishna is telling in Gita, Icha Dvesha Samutena Dvanda Mohena Bharata. There's two illusions that cover every living entity. Two gross illusions. Dvanda Moha. The back-to-back illusions. Icha Dvesha Samutena. Icha. Extraneous desire. Independent desire. Selfish desires. Icha. Materialistic desires. Icha. And dvesh means irshya or envy, matsarya. So living entities, we conditioned souls, these are, we have illusions on our front side and back side. Desire and envy, they plague the conditioned souls. They're serious anti-party. Therefore, one should never act in a way that will disrupt remembrance of one's spiritual master, who is the unalloyed eternal servant of Sri Gaurasundara, and whose body is not different from Sri Gaurasundara. Very interesting. It's all a continuous discussion. Starts off with the first sentence, which is quite short, like an aphorism. It's like an aphorism or an axiomatic truth. Nityananda is Sri Guru Tattva. So there's Nityananda Bhagavan. Then he's representing someone very near to us, Sri Guru, Karuna Sindhu. So there's Nityananda, Bhagavan, Vishnu Tattva, and then there's Sri Guru, who is Jiva Tattva in most cases. There's Bhagavan Tattva or Vishnu Tattva Nityananda, then there's Jiva Tattva Sri Guru. So Nityananda says Nityananda is Sri Guru Tattva. So Vishnu Tattva is Jiva Tattva. Jiva Tattva is Vishnu Tattva. Nityananda is Balaram. Balaram is Purushavatars, Mahavishnu, Shiradakshay, Karnadakshay, and Garbhadakshay. And from Mahavishnu, or Balaram, or Nityananda, as you like, come all the Jivas. And one of those Jivas emanating, expanding from the glance to Mahavishnu, by fortune or by arrangement or design of the Lord, will of the Lord, may take the post of Sri Guru. He becomes Guru. He's Jiva Tattva, now he becomes Guru Tattva. By becoming Guru Tattva, then he's one with Nityananda Tattva. So as he's saying that Nityananda's body is non-different from Krishna because he's Balaram Krishna, then the body of the spiritual master who is Guru Tattva, Sri Guru Tattva, like Nityananda, the body of the spiritual master becomes non-different from the body of Nityananda. This is the logic of his presentation. Or rather, he's saying Gaurasundara, because he's saying Nityananda is equal to Krishna, and who is Gaurasundara. So now he's saying that the Jiva is equal to Nityananda, who is equal to Gaurasundara. So he says that the spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says in 141, chapter 6, Antyakanda, the spiritual master, who is the unalloyed servant of Sri Gaurasundara, his body is not different from Sri Gaurasundara. So the body of the guru is like Lord Chaitanya, or Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda is Balaram, Balaram is Krishna. Nityananda and Gaurasundara are both Krishna. That's why in 11th canto, Lord Krishna tells Uddhava, Acharya mam vijanayan navamanyeta karichit. Says the Acharya is me. The Acharya, Jiva Tattva, is Vishnu Tattva. Acharya mam. Acharya is me. Who am me? Who's me? Me, Bhagavan. Bhagavan speaking to Uddhav in 11th canto, Uddhava Gita. Acharya mam vijanayan. Very interesting purport, very illuminating. Those who use spiritual life for material gain are not devotees, but servants of sense gratification. A so-called devotee and a devotee have completely opposite characteristics. That is why it is very unfortunate to consider those who indulge in materialistic association as members of a spiritual society. When one invites his own destruction by associating with non-devotees, he becomes deprived of spiritual life and then begins to consider that the spiritual master, who is non-different from Nityananda, as separate from Nityananda. Such people can never attain the service of Sri Gaurasundara. They suffer perpetually because of disrespecting their guru. This text 142. Yata yata tumi dui kara avatar tata tata dasye mora hau adikar. May I achieve the qualification to become your servant, Lord Nityananda, or Lord Chaitanya, wherever the two of you incarnate. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jana Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Parajuge Ghan. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet of Gornitai Ki Jai. Thus ends Antikanda chapter 6, entitled Nityananda Prabhu Mahima, the sweet glories of Nityananda, by the mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur. We'll start the chapter 7, which is Gadadhar Bagicha Leela. Gadadhar Bagicha Leela. The pastimes of Sri Gadadhar in the garden. I suppose it's Srivas Thakur's Pushpodyan. Pushpodyan is that name of that eternal garden or bagicha in the compound of Srivas Acharya, where Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar and the other Parishads spend 6 hours every day in Niti Leela enjoying various pastimes. What we call Madhyan Leela in Radhakund, that's happening in Vrindavan and Radhakund, and Nitya Navadvip and Mayapur Dham, it's happening in Srivas Thakur's Pushpodyan, his garden. It's a garden of Srivas Thakur, but maybe there's another place, something. And this was specifically saying Gadadhar Pandit's garden, so this is a nimitic leela in a garden of, or maybe eternally going on up there also, obviously. But the general scenario of Astakali Leela of Lord Chaitanya is that his Madhyan Leela, his main bagicha garden pastimes, are in the garden of Srivas Thakur. So we'll begin that tomorrow. Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.